Government figures show that more than 250,000 parents with children at home lost their jobs in a recent one-year period. Some are fortunate enough to have a spouse who still works and makes enough money to support the family. And with expensive child care costs, many parents have decided to bail out of the frustrating job market and stay home for a while and raise their children. NPR's Chris Arnold ran into several such parents one recent sunny morning on the streets of Boston.
30-year-old Duncan Smith is wheeling his daughter Chloe in her stroller down the sidewalk. For the past 2 years since Chloe was born, Smith's been a stay-at-home dad.
As the weather's been nice, it's been great, but, you know, in the wintertime, it's terribly boring.
Back in 2001, the internet company where Smith worked went bust, and he lost his job. His wife was still working, but he says the job market for somebody with his web portal programming skills was just non-existent, so it didn't seem to make sense to search for a job full-time.
It was pretty much, you know, do we want to spend $2,000 on a nanny or whatever, or should I stay home? And just the cost of putting her into daycare or, you know, getting a nanny was just not worth it.
Nationally, it's still much more likely for mothers to stay home with their kids. But as more fathers have been laid off, a growing number have become stay-at-home dads for a while. Smith pulls the stroller awning forward to keep the sun off Chloe's face and thinks back over what it's been like raising his daughter.
The first 6 months into it, I was like, oh, this is so much. I need a break. You hear, you know, stereotypically most women are like, I'm losing my head. You know, I'm pulling my hair out and I got no break and, you know, my husband doesn't help me or whatever. So I felt a little bit of that role reversal. But it's been really good. I mean, you're doing one thing and then you change gears completely. It's a big change.
Smith wheels Chloe up to the gate of the neighborhood playground.
It's just perfect for little kids.
There you go.
Smith doesn't realize it, but right here in the same playground today, there are two other unemployed stay-at-home parents. Hagit is a 33-year-old immigrant from Israel who doesn't want her last name used because she's afraid of immigration officials taking her work permit away.
I was an architect. Or still am, I guess.
Hagit's sitting on the edge of the sandbox while her 18-month-old son Ben heads over to play in a little clubhouse next to her.
Want to go play? Go play.
About a year ago, Hagit's architecture firm cut her hours back from full-time to just 18 hours a week. She says that made paying for daycare for her two children just too expensive, and she felt she had no choice but to become a stay-at-home mom, at least until her older daughter starts public school next year.
I can tell you one thing, going to work is much more easy than taking care of two kids. At least I can take a coffee break, I can take a lunch with a friend. Now, I don't think so.
And more than that, Hagit says it's been hard to be forced to stop working when she was really enjoying it.
To give up my career, because right now I'm about 14 months home, and I'm not working for 14 months.
A few feet away, also sitting on the edge of the sandbox, there's yet another stay-at-home parent, Ed Kerrigan. Kerrigan has a different take on his last 6 months of unemployment. After losing his job at his ill-fated technology company, Kerrigan's been raising his 2-year-old son, Colin. He says he thought he'd get sick of it, but that hasn't happened.
It's just been great. I've been loving it.
Uh-oh, someone's throwing sand.
Oh, yeah, don't throw sand. Don't throw sand because it gets in people's eyes. Here, come here, Colin. Look it up. It's given me more energy. I feel really rested. You know, I haven't worked. I feel like I haven't really worked a full day in, you know, 6 months, 9 months. I mean, this doesn't feel like a job. You know, my wife always says, on the weekends she tries to give me some time off. She's like, oh, you've been working all week, and it's like it just doesn't feel like work.
Have you gone through days where you feel like, oh, I really should be working, or oh, you know?
No, I mean, when you work for like 10 years, you think about, this stinks, you know, I want to be on an island somewhere. You have quitting your job fantasies every day. I'm going to quit this lousy job. I'm going to do something different.
Kerrigan better feel rested because he's decided to change careers. He starts a new job as an 8th grade math teacher in the fall. Kerrigan says he feels very lucky that his wife has a good paying job as a lawyer with Gillette. That's given him this time with his son and let him figure out what he wants to do next. On the other side of the park by the slide, Duncan Smith says spending so much time with his daughter has changed his perspective, too. even though he did not find it so easy to give up working at first and had a bit more of an identity crisis about it.
Taking care of my daughter has been more and more rewarding as time's gone on. She's sort of been my little savior in terms of, like, to keep going and stuff like that. It's been really cool. I think now I feel much more comfortable doing whatever I want to do because I've sort of spent time really focusing on someone else, not focusing on myself. Oh, Chloe, no, wait.
Smith hurries over to the slide where Chloe is getting tangled up with some other kids. He says she's becoming a little person, and being there for her as she grows up will be the most important job he does from now on, he says, even after he goes back to work. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.